Thanks a lot for tuning in and spending some time with me. Unfortunately, we had to let our guest go a little early. The phone line connections were brutal and kept dumping on us. But the conversation continues. What do you think of that very interesting therapy of helping to release spirit attachments? Do you believe that maybe what's affecting you and affecting others around you is the spiritual connection to other souls? I mean, it might make sense. Again, like I said, there are people that come out of the hospital having been treated for one thing and suddenly start presenting afflictions that they don't have and that doctors can't understand where it's coming from. Could it be that we're actually dealing, especially in these cases, with things like fibromyalgia, where they can't really pinpoint what's causing these issues? Could it be that we're dealing with the spiritual realm, that it's something spiritually attaching and blanching you of your strength and energy? I'm totally fascinated by this. You can give us a call, share your thoughts. You can email me. I'll do my best to try to work through some of the emails as well. We'll do open lines for the rest of the show, and we're also going to talk about some of the different news stories that are going on. And if you love the paranormal, you love the strange and supernatural, join me Monday through Friday on my show, Beyond the Darkness, where we explore these topics on a regular basis. You can find us at darknessradio.com. And right off on the left side of the page, you'll see some of our podcasts there that you can connect to and subscribe. We are on Monday through Friday, and it's anywhere from a 60 to 90 minute podcast talking about all aspects of the strange and supernatural, from ghosts to UFOs, Bigfoot, psychic phenomena, and more. So during the day, you can listen to the best in paranormal talk radio and then cue in your radio so you can continue your journey into the unknown with George Norrie on the best in overnight talk radio. I'm Dave Schrader, filling in for George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to the show. Let's go to west of the Rockies. Emily in Denver, Colorado, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Emily. Thanks for listening. What did you want to chat about?
I just wanted to kind of talk about what your guest was talking about and how the mind kind of has an effect on all of this.
Please, what do you have to offer to the conversation, I guess? Where do you
want I think that through kind of experience that I've seen, hypnosis is a really good tool for this kind of thing. And I think we're at a stage where science...
Now, you think it's a good tool for what? For discerning if there's a connection and a spiritual possession taking place, or in helping to rid the person of these?
I would say helping to rid the person.
Because he uses the hypnotherapy to confirm that there is something attached. And what he's then doing is they're calling in angels and other religious figures to help rid the people of these spiritual attachments. I wonder, though, in using hypnotherapy, could you hypnotize somebody and plant the seed with them that they are clear of these spirits and that they are bolstered and strengthened against these spirits so that they can no longer be affected? I wonder if you could plant that kind of suggestion to them.
Yeah, I definitely see the potential for that, kind of mapping out the mind in a sense and mm-hmm. letting the person do it on their own after it's been confirmed. And
Do you believe that you've ever had spiritual interaction or an attachment, either oppression or possession?
I can't say, but this whole kind of topic is very close to me. I guess I'll say that.
Okay.
And I also definitely wanted to speak about what he was talking about, the hospitals.
Okay,
I wanted to go to be a hospice care social worker, but I was also kind of worried about the potential for opening up to other energies.
I know when my mother passed away a year ago, I had had some conversations with the hospice workers, and I'd asked them about ghosts and hauntings, and they were very matter-of-fact about it. Oh, yes, we see spirits here all the time. And I thought that was pretty intriguing, and they, without telling me the specifics of it, did tell me that they have certain protocols that they use in order to clear a room so that the energy doesn't hang around and affect the next person that enters that room.
Exactly. And I think it's definitely, it's more needed in today's society. I think there's a big shift coming, and I think that's important.
All right. Well,
So I
what
think.
leads you to say that there's a big shift coming? What do you think is going to occur?
Well, I can't say, but I think, everybody, well, there's just so much happening in every aspect of the world these days that it seems like
Right, but what,
it's
how is that any
inevitable.
different than, 50 years, 60, 70 years ago?
Well, I mean, the fact that we're even having a conversation about this, and it's becoming more apparent to people that would never have considered this subject, I think it's becoming a
Spiritualism
more.
has been around. It's always cyclical, and I think had radio been this open back in the, 20s and I think this would have been a topic that people would have been discussing all along. I just think that we've now made it a little bit more mainstream and easier to do with people like Art Bell and George Norrie kind of kicking the door in on a topic like this and opening it. But I think the probability that this would always have been a part of our lexicon had we just been open to that. People have been open to this idea for a long time. It's the business side of things and dealing with the some station that's willing to give you an open door forum to talk about this type of issue, I think is that's been sorely needed, and definitely we're thankful for all the affiliates that carry this show because it gives the opportunity to continue these dialogues.
Exactly. And I think too, it's where science, we're coming to a point where science kind of has to kind of recognize spirit, I think, in a
Well, I
way.
think there is a lot of scientists and medical people that are accepting it. They're just not being very progressive in talking about it because, unfortunately, it can turn off listeners, or I mean, not listeners, but patients and medical staff at hospitals. Everybody is so easily offended and affected right now. You have to be careful dealing with this, which is a shame. We should just be into an enlightened state where we can talk about the spirituality of life and the possibilities that come with it. Thank you very much for listening and giving us a call tonight, Emily. I appreciate the call.
Of
Let's
course.
go to first time caller Debbie in Medford, Oregon. Welcome to the show.
Nice to talk to you. I finally got in after all these years.
Hey,
I
well, congratulations. Welcome to the show, Debbie. What did you want to chat about?
was wondering if I'd like to get a hold of Mr. Palmer somehow because my son has serious problems, and I know that it's more than just like trauma from when his dad kind of kidnapped him. And then put him with some other children and the mother, the stepmom, and then he went to jail, and then she got murdered, and then the kids really freaked out. And my son has been through so much trauma. It's just unbelievable, and it's still happening. It's still, he can't, well, I really would like to get a hold of this person and, just if I could ask him personally, because it would help. These
I
other
think he
children.
kind of mentioned on air that he's pretty much overblown with clients and people, but you can do some research. And if you check out his website, just Google Dr. Terrence Palmer. You should be able to
Terrence
find
Palmer.
him. Yeah, Terrence Palmer. And you should be
Yeah.
able to find some information. Thank you for calling, Debbie. We wish
Okay.
you and your son a lot of luck. And we'll just ask Coast listeners across the world to just keep you in their prayers and thoughts for relief for your son. So thank you for calling in. Let's go wild card line two. We've got Kelly in Texas. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm just calling about the fact that years ago when I lived in Marina Del Rey, California, I was going to a lady in the valley, and I had one session with her, and I left, and she said to call her, so I did. I had other sessions after that, but anyway, she was telling me that as I was leaving, going out the door, that there was a spirit following me. It was a male, malevolent spirit, and it turns out, for the sessions I had with her, apparently I had done something to tick him off from my reincarnations, and he's been following me around for a long time. He's a bad spirit, and so I did. They had a lot of they had a group that would you could become a client, I guess you would say it that way or something. Anyway, the lady, I would find the lady, Mrs. Rubenstein, at the time of it. Anyway, she did go out of body, and even though she wasn't supposed to, she came over to my bedroom. I used to work for American Airlines, and I had a night shift. I went to bed about 1:30, and I saw this spirit at the end of my bed, and I thought, oh my goodness. I said, it startled me, and I wore contact lenses at the time, so I had the mouth, so I couldn't see clearly, but I could see that it looked kind of like my mother. And at any rate, it frightened me. So I either said, who are you, or what do you want? That ducked under the covers. But when I looked up again, she was gone. But I could tell that she was like a spirit ghost, and that I could tell that how her hair was up and what kind of a dress she had on. And anyway, when I went, I called the Maria. When I called her, she said, don't worry about it. When I see you on Monday, I'll explain it. What happened was that Mrs. Rubenstein had gone out of body and come over to my bedroom, even though they're not supposed to let you see them. Anyway, that's what happened, and she was doing my case. They were doing some analysis. But anyway, I don't, it's very strange, but I don't know whether they really got rid of the bad spirit or not. However, I also had session with a different person in California, because I'm in Texas now. I called him, and the first thing he said to me was, you have a curse over the phone, he told me, you have a curse on you. And anyway, so to make a long story short, I flew to California and San Francisco, and I had a session with him. What he does is he meditates, whatever he does. I didn't see it. He goes out and makes the spirits go away. And I think this lasted for a while. I don't know if it lasted for a number of months. It was rather expensive. It wasn't cheap. Or a year, but one day I was just standing.
Rather expensive in what sense? I mean, medical treatments and going in for psychotherapy can be quite pricey as well, but was it worth it in the long run? Were you able to do this kind of therapy and have it actually take hold and work?
Well, I don't know. I can't say for sure, but all I know is I guess it worked. I can't tell you how I felt or anything like that, but I think it
was. Well, did things change for you? Did you notice a kind of a release?
Well, not really, not a lot, but I noticed, I don't know, it was a few months later, probably, I was thinking about a year later in January, I was just standing in the kitchen, and all of a sudden this dark thing, like cloud came over me, boom, just like that, like a very dark feeling came over me. So I said to myself, uh-oh, that bad spirit must be back again. That was my immediate thought. And that's been a number of years ago. But anyway, I don't know, I just kind of feel it. He explained to me that you have to try to keep a positive attitude, and there are things you can do also to keep these spirits from zeroing in on your negativity.
Mm-hmm.
They like negativity. They're drawn to it. And so it was a way to explain to me, very simply put. But anyway.
Right, yeah, and I've heard that same thing, that if you remain positive. Well, I think it's, when you're negative and you're kind of vibrating in that lower realm, that's what is easy for them to come to and attach to.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're staying in a more positive place, you won't be able to connect with them, because you're not plugging into that frequency, which, you know, again,
yeah,
it sounds kind of woo woo and corny, but you know, I think,
yeah,
there's definitely something to that. I go to a lot of these haunted locations across the world, where other people may be affected by it or feel that they've been scratched or hurt or frightened. I don't have that kind of experience, because I'm putting myself in a different frame of mind and a different sense for experiences. And that seems to keep me pretty well protected, and keeps my family protected as well. So I think you're right. There's a lot to that. Thank you very much for giving us a call and listening to the show. We appreciate that. Let's check another quick line here. If we can, we've got wild card line four, Michael in Greensboro, North Carolina. We've got about 3 minutes left here to talk. Michael, what did you want to talk about?
Yes. Hi, Dave. Good talk to you. First of all, congratulations on getting married recently. So.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm a lucky man.
Anyway, I want to talk about, you know, that, you know, it's important to follow your own intuition. And I think, you know, we all are more psychic and intuitive than we give ourselves credit for. And it's important to use that, please.
I agree.
So, you know, basically, you know, I think part of the problem is sometimes it's kind of hard to see your own, you know, your own situation or your own life, your own problems. So sometimes you do need like a third opinion that's, you know, basically, you know, neutral, objective, and detached. But, you know, with work, you can work on doing that yourself too with practice. So.
Right. But people, like, you know, that's why I think a lot of mediums and psychics get as much work as they do. I don't know that people are necessarily really looking for insight from the other realms. I think they just want somebody to confirm that they're about to make the right choice or not about to make the right choice. They're just looking for direction. We as a people, we like to follow. We like to have somebody take our hand and guide us through these moments, especially when there's moments of tough decisions to be made. So I think, yeah, if we start learning to just follow that voice, you know, that still small voice that we have within us, we might, you know, progress quite a bit further instead of needing to reach out and get help from everybody else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you always see better with your heart. And, you know, so a psychic once told me many years ago, she said, you know, the answers are within you. You have to, you know, look deep within yourself and, you know, really all the answers and stuff. We're just like the conduits and the guides to help you, you know, see your situation. But
right. Well, a lot of mediums, too, that will use things like bones or tarot cards, dice, tea leaves, whatever they're using. They're using that tool as kind of a crutch. So that they've kind of, you know, it's smoke and mirrors in a sense, not in the negative way, but what they're doing is taking the pressure off of themselves and their psychic ability and giving more credence and power to a tool. Whereas you're the person that's connected to that tool. You're the one that's making that tool work because of your openness. So I think that a lot of people do need to realize that we have very amazing innate abilities. And I think we've got even more. Hopefully the next awakening, if it truly is coming, is going to start helping us unleash that ability so that we can all start to feel more confident in our decisions and what it is that we experience as a human.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we have Neptune in Pisces right now. And, you know, Neptune is all about, you know, metaphysics and the paranormal and third eye. So that's interesting. And then also, you know, Saturn is going into Capricorn this week, and that's, you know, Saturn is not all bad. It's, you know, it's a very grounding, and it's going to give, I think, everybody some much needed stability and, calmness and grounding. Because right now, if you look at the chart, I mean, we have like five planets in Sagittarius. So, the planets right now are, it's a very heavily, fire filled chart, and that's, I think part of the problem is people right now are being just too impulsive, too restless and impatient. That's some of the downsides of fire. I mean, fire can be very energetic and enthusiastic and motivated and energetic. But, you know, too much fire can kind of burn things out. I mean, literally, look at the wildfires in California. I mean, some astrologers have said, you know, that's, you know, part of why, you know, with there's so much fire in the chart. Literally, things are catching on fire.
Interesting aspect. Thank you very much for listening and calling in. We have phone lines that are open. You can also email me, dave@darknessradio.com. That's dave@darknessradio.com. If you'd like to weigh in on any of this conversation or bring up other points, we'll continue with open phone lines for the remainder of today's show. And remember, it's really easy to become a Coast Insider and never miss topics like this and being a part of the show or hearing what others have to say or think. All you have to do is go to coasttocoastam.com and become a Coast Insider. A one-year subscription breaks down to just 15 cents a day. It's that inexpensive to get access to some of the most unbelievable and awesome education right here on the best in overnight talk radio. With George Norrie, I'm Dave Schrader. This is Coast to Coast AM. Thank you for joining me this evening, having a lot of fun. And we're taking your calls. We'll take your emails for the remainder of the show. We're talking about spiritual attachments, connections. What do you think? Is this something that you would be open to therapy-wise to see if this will truly help you get rid of whatever maladies you may be dealing with? I'm certainly fascinated by the opportunity. Something that I would definitely look into now as a possibility. Why not eliminate some of that and you know, give it a shot? Medical science makes changes and learns all the time. But we know for a fact that Big Pharma controls much of medical science. So I think there might be something to these alternative health programs and what we can do to help ourselves. So fascinating stuff. Just absolutely interesting on all of this end. Listen, we've been talking about Coast Insider. You love these kind of topics. You like the strange, the supernatural, conspiratorial. Well, there are other people just like you out there, and it's about time you meet them. You can make new friends or find the love of your life by joining ParanormalDate.com. That's George Norrie's program he's put together. There's over 60 to 65,000 active members. So that person that you're looking for, the one that you've been looking for, is right around the corner. And it's not just going to come to you. You've got to get out and do something. Be proactive. Get out and have a good time. Listen, you're already fascinated by these topics. You know they are as well. Why not go out and have a first date at a haunted hotel? Or going out for a stroll in a Bigfoot-infested location? Or even going out on a nice little boat ride in a lake where there's a lake monster present? Take yourself out of the normal and have some fun with the paranormal. ParanormalDate.com, with over 60,000 members, your chances are extremely high of finding your best friend and the love of your life. So go check it out right now, ParanormalDate.com. We'll be back with your calls and your emails right here on Coast to Coast AM. It's your chance to shine. If you are listening and want to talk and explore the different supernatural aspects of our lives, feel free to give us a call and be a part of the show, just like George in Fife, Washington has done. Welcome to the show, George.
Evening, David. Thank you so much for letting me on here.
Sure, thank you for calling in.
I just wanted to touch on the last subject that your guest was talking about. You know, I think about all this and I say, in the end, me personally see that the idea of quantum mechanics somehow playing a role and maybe helping people understand, you know, that layer of reality. And when I mean, you know, quantum mechanics, because from what I understand, that involves everything, you know, throughout the universe and energies and frequencies and fields that, you know, all around us, all through us. And I mean, this could bridge, you know, spirituality to science, and then it could also somehow correlate to like the chemical imbalances, and, you know, in people's bodies and even to like the environmental influences that people have around them that could cause them to be susceptible to such attacks, you know, possessions, or maybe some type of suppression. And, you know, I say to myself, there's something there, and I don't know who was it that separated, you know, spirituality and science, you know, who knows when would happen, but I really think that the day that we truly, really, really start to understand, you know, that layer of reality, that's going to happen. Those two things are going to be, like, bridged.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that we do have to have those so that we can bring these aspects together. They're kind of loose strings both blowing in the wind, and until we tie them together and see how we can actually affect the whole. I mean, look at, you've got anesthesiologists who've begun doing prayer during anesthesiology for patients, or speaking to the people, speaking to God into the people's ear, and it's having positive effects on them. You've got hypnotherapy, as he brought up earlier, which was actually able to be given instead of anesthetic. And that was something that was able to be done for a number of years. So there are so many different aspects of this. But again, what we're falling into is the derision line falls where the money is, right? And there's no money in hypnotherapy anesthesia, because then you have nothing to bill for. There's no money in spirit releasement if you can't do anything that I can, you know, wrap my head around and say, oh, look, we've eradicated that cell by bombarding it with nuclear, you know, energy. You have no way to actually quantify what you're doing with the holistic aspect in most cases. That's, I think, the sad part.
You know, to respond to what you just said, the only thing that came to my mind was there's a show that plays on network TV. It's called Rick and Morty. And there's this really brief scene in an episode where this guy named Rick, super scientist, smartest man in the universe, basically, runs into the devil. And the devil is basically giving people cursed items for free. You know, they take something for free and they get cursed with the item. So he gives them a telescope, or a microscope, that once he uses it, it will make him, it'll bring his intelligence down to lower than average intelligence if he were to start using it. Rick was smart enough to realize that there was something wrong with this whole idea of, you know, giving stuff out for free. So him and the science figured out some way to measure the amount of evil and curse in this item. And then he figured out how to reverse it or free the item of this curse basically purge it and make money that way by having people go in to get cursed items, bring it to him, and he purges them. You know, that's all I could think of from what you just said. I mean, yes, it's an onion. We're dealing with an onion,
agree.
David.
I yeah. agree. And it's an onion that needs to be peeled, that's for sure. We've got to just be open to these probabilities. What, you know, in some cases, why not give it a shot? What's the worst that could happen? You're not ingesting poisons. You're not doing something that's dramatically dangerous for you. And if it can bring you some kind of peace and comfort, why wouldn't you at least consider that? You know, that's been a big part of why I think this is an interesting aspect that we should examine more deeply. But thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the show. Let's go to Miguel in San Diego, California. Welcome to the show, Miguel. What did you want to talk about?
Hey, how you doing? I want to say first, it's a great show. I usually work at night as a private security, and I listen to your shows every night, and it's very awesome. First, I have a quick question. Have you ever heard about the retired firefighter Mark Taylor and his book, The Trump Prophecies?
You know, I've not on this show personally, but I don't know if George has or one of the other hosts. There's 7 shows a week and, you know, quite a few topics that are covered during that time.
Yes. I highly recommend it, and I would love Coast to Coast to talk about this. Now, entering into the actual topic of the spiritual world and hypnosis, first, I would like to say, I mean, we can actually go back to the Bible and just look at the first 4 chapters of the New Testament where Jesus talks about his ministry and all that. He used to perform deliverance, which was pretty much dealing with the spirit, the evil spirits and stuff like that. Me personally, I have a few experiences as far as either being oppressed by evil spirits or even dealing with another person being possessed by either demons or evil spirits. And I mean, a lot of people don't talk about this because they believe it's kind of like religious and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But something that they don't really understand is that this is something that is real. Everything that happens in your body can affect your spirit, or anything that affects into your spirit can affect your body. I mean, I would like to be able to talk about all my experiences, but I know that I don't have the time for it. But yeah, for example, I believe there are 2 types of attacks. It doesn't matter if you're a believer or a non-believer, just as the guest that you had in the show actually said. Either you can be oppressed or you can be possessed. And in my experience, what I found is whatever you say or whatever you do can open or shut gates for evil spirits to actually come into your life and affect you one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, the way that I've been protecting myself since a few years ago is I just simply believe in the name of Jesus and the power that the name of Jesus has over everything, and for me, it's been working out very well. As far as hypnosis, I never thought about it. It makes sense, and I think it would be a really great tool to actually check to see if there is something that is either attacking you, pressing you, or even sometimes possessing, because I've been in situations where I've seen people being possessed. And I'm not a minister, I'm not a pastor, I'm just a regular person. I don't even go to church. All I do is just pray, read the Bible. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've been going through a lot of that stuff, because when you actually enter or experience the spiritual world as it is in a very truthful way, that's when the attacks start, as far as my experience. But yeah, those were the comments that I had, and thank you very much for the time.
Well, thank you very much for listening and weighing in. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. Let's go to, we've got wildcard line 1, Cornelius. Welcome back to the show. What's up?
Hey, Super Dave, the man of darkness. You know,
how
I
are
you? God's ones to go, man, the Bible bullets and bees, man, Dave. This guy Miguel is right. I've turned my life over to the Lord. I was just telling Gina, that we have a lot of voodoo and curses and stuff like this. I wish you'd come to Louisiana sometime and come to Mardi Gras and stuff. I've been inviting George and Tommy. Tommy's been to Mardi Gras. You want to find some darkness.
I've been there. I was there like 15 years ago, but I got to be honest with you, Cornelius. When I'm told not to stray from the main street because I'll probably end up dead, I figured it's probably a better idea not to come back again. I'm an avid indoorsman, and I don't like places where my life is on the line. I went on the tour with Bloody Mary while I was out there. And our buddy Dark Waters is out in New Orleans. We'd love to hang out with him. But, yeah, I might make another trek out there eventually.
Yeah, you and your new bride need to come out since you're going to Arkansas to that haunted house. But like I tell everybody, I'm going to tell you something, Dave. I called years ago. I predicted that the Saints would win the Super Bowl and would be the start of the end. Now, I don't know if the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl this time. They look like they're heading that way, but they could be derailed by a couple of things.
Minnesota Vikings being one of them?
You're a Viking fan. But I've been a Saints fan, I guess, since I've been little. But the guy, Miguel, that just came on before me, this is what I read. I read the 91st Psalm in the Bible, the Lord's Prayer. And in each day, the Proverbs have the 31 Proverbs, which is good for each day, can give you strength and stuff. I wish that guy had... You could have kept him on. I know he had a bad connection and stuff to the doctor, because I really wanted to talk to him. He seems like he believes in Jesus and stuff, I guess. And you got to use the power of Jesus to combat all these devilish things.
Yeah, that's what he said, is that they will call in on religious characters and angels to help separate people from these entities. But you know, I don't even know that we necessarily have to call upon that. You know, if you have a strong faith and belief, just asking for them. What I've done and I've recommended to a lot of people, I'll make a mention of this, and thank you for calling in, Cornelius, is, you know, when people tell me I think I'm haunted or I think that we've got something in the house, what's the best thing to do? I've always said, and I come at it from a religious perspective, from the Christianity angle, that's all I know. Usually what I'll just do is, when I go to a place that has an active haunting in one of the rooms, is I'll go into that room and I just ask that that they send forth the Holy Spirit to baptize that room in the blood of Jesus Christ, and to take any spirits that may be lost or forgotten and open the doors of light, bring forth their friends, families, and loved ones to bring them home so that they can go together and know that there's a place of peace and comfort. And that's what I'll do, and I'll pray that throughout the entire house. You know, now I have friends that are Native American that will go through and do their rituals, and they have very good response from that as well. I think it, again, depends on the intention of what you're putting into it and showing. And sometimes I think the spirits realize that you might be frightening, or they might be frightening you, and I don't think that's what their natural intention is. So once they realize that, I think they try to get out. Let's go to Wildcard Line 2, Mitchell in Gulfport, Mississippi. We only have a few minutes left. Can you get it in quickly here, Mitchell?
I don't know if I can. Want me to just hold?
Yeah, why don't I put you back on hold real quick? I'll jump over to Wildcard Line 5. Michael in Squaw Valley, California. Michael, have you got a quick mention you'd like to get in?
Well, I'd just like to say that I have experience with training for the last 23 years intensively. I'll be 46 next year. And you just spoke of your Native American friends, and that's where most of my training comes from. So I don't necessarily have a comment or a question or an opinion, but firsthand experience with that kind of work. And I hear that Dr. Palmer, like your other caller, wanting to hear more. And see, what I understand about that is that even to talk about it takes a tremendous amount of energy to do that. And I heard him following you and listening to your questions, as you unloaded, for lack of better words, several things, and he could address everything. And so I was trained to do those things myself.
And when you are working and doing that, are you finding that the success rate is more than 50% of trying to rid people of these spiritual attachments, or do you feel that it's ever working just as a placebo effect?
Yes and yes.
Well, then how do we know that it's really being effectual and it's not just the placebo effect of the person's own belief system that something's
right.
going away?
Well, that's all relative, what you just said, and it goes hand in hand. And I think for the way I was taught was that, you know, just like our own personal lives and walk with dealing with our own demons and PTSDs and things like that that trigger those things or trauma. I have trauma in my life that seems to not just myself. It's just what I've been taught, but then what I realize, because I can get taught something, and then, you know, if you don't experience it, you don't quite have the full effect. And tell me your original question, because I don't want to get off too far off on a tangent.
I'm sorry, I've asked about 1,000 questions here, so I'm not even sure what the question was that we were referring to.
Okay, 50%.
Oh, yeah. How much of it is a placebo effect, or are you getting success rates of over 50% of truly feeling like you've separated them from a spiritual attachment as opposed to
a mental attachment? Well, you know what? I mean, I haven't really quantified that on paper. And so that's another thing that we were taught, too, is that sometimes what happens with us that are working on people, working with people, and they have to be open to it. I've just recently come, you know, or recanted the teaching that if somebody comes to you and asks, that means they're open. Or if you ask somebody, do you need help, and you kind of gauge their spirit, and if they say yes, well, but sometimes they're hesitant, and then that's where you comment and say, if you're not ready right now, you can come back. So I haven't quantified it. I've just lived it, and I just intuitively, and just I can't really say with my experience. I can't really quantify that and see if it was more than 50%.
Well, when you're separating the person from the spiritual attachment, what are you doing to protect the others that may be around so that it doesn't attach to the, you know, to someone else or even to you?
Absolutely. Well, that's a slippery slope too, because sometimes you're in predicaments where you're just by yourself, and I call that, you know, like street ministry. You know, I've always said, well, not always, but just in the last 10 years, I've said the best places to help people in that way, or at least to discover and maybe make contact, and then maybe it happens later, is at coffee shops and 7-Elevens.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I can see that. Yeah.
But then there's also the house call. So, you know, I have been told that that I'm a portal worker, and what that means is, at a very young age, I started helping people pass over in my family. And at 16 years old, and then my training with my indigenous people here in this land, we would go and do hospital calls, and I remember earlier in the show, you know, topic of can you get attachments from hospitals? And absolutely, I've had to deal with those myself.
Well, thank you for doing the work you're doing, Michael, and helping to release people of those attachments. We have to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue with your phone calls, your emails, and more right here on Coast to Coast AM.